Jesus went unto the Mount of Olives, and early in the morning he came again into the temple. And all the people came unto him, and he sat down and taught them. And the scribes and Pharisees brought unto him a woman taken in adultery. And when they had set her in the midst, they said unto him, Master, this woman was taken in adultery, in the very act. Now Moses in the law commanded us that such should be stoned. But what sayest thou? This they said, tempting him, that they might have to accuse him. But Jesus stooped down, and with his finger wrote on the ground, as though he heard them not. So when they continued asking him, he lifted up himself and said unto them, He that is without sin among you, let him first cast a stone at her. And again he stooped down and wrote on the ground. And they which heard it, being convicted by their own conscience, went out one by one, beginning at the eldest, even unto the last. And Jesus was left alone, and the woman standing in the midst. When Jesus had lifted up himself and saw none but the woman, he said unto her, Woman, where are those thine accusers? Hath no man condemned thee? She said, No man, Lord. And Jesus said unto her, Neither do I condemn thee. Go and sin no more.
There are no stones here. There's no one to lay blame. There are only those who, like myself, are guilty of sin and shame. And if the truth be known, we all deserve to die. But by the grace of God, we have been redeemed. And I know that is why there are no stones here. There are no stones here. There are no stones here. There's only the love of Christ. He made a way for me to be saved through his sacrifice. He gave his life for me on the cross at Calvary, where he wrote my sins upon his heart and nailed them to that tree. That's why there's no stones here. There are no stones here. Who am I to criticize you and condemn you for your sin? For just like you, I've been there too, time and time again. I have been condemned to die for my iniquity, but my righteous judge is Jesus Christ, and he has rescued me. That's why there's no stones here. There are no stones here. There are no stones here. There is no one else but God who can pardon you and set you free and wash you in his blood. and to whom much is forgiven, the same must now forgive. That is why I pray that God will stay and teach us how to live. There are no stones here. There are no stones here. There are no stones here. There's none to criticize. There are only those who see your pain through their Savior's eyes. There are no stones here, but there's a battle we must win. There is righteousness by faith in Christ, and there's victory over sin. But there are no stones here. There are no stones here. There is righteousness by faith in Christ, and there's victory over sin. But there are no stones here. There are no stones.